Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone 2.0, the puzzle game where you make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Version 2.0 features another 100 new levels, a new daily challenge feature that delivers a different puzzle to you every day. And you can now purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stars. You'll never get stuck again. Visit spill.zone and download this addictive puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free! That's spill.zone. Download it today. And please be sure to update your review.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love it when we have all hands on deck and everybody's ready to go, and we jump in. We have a little technical thing we fix before the show, and yes, we get it all done. This is a good day. Just like to double check, though, Mac was getting something for somebody. That's right.
He was getting something for me.
Yeah. So even Mac isn't late anymore.
I mean, no.
It's just beautiful.
That's a
stretch. It's a beautiful
thing. And the weird thing is that Mac was scheduled to come in Thursday, so he's actually 25 hours early.
Yay.
It's incredible.
Isn't that sweet?
I like Pony directing him and pointing at him.
The damn microphone.
Can you put this in front of your orange hoodie, please?
Okay.
Mac, how is your holiday season going, my boy?
It's actually doing very well.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he's my favorite bearded guy who hands out gifts.
Mac, how's your cardio?
Cardio is not good, though.
Okay.
Now, how serious is it? Is it bad?
Oh, I just don't exercise.
Really?
Okay. He's out of breath from walking from the elevator here.
Well, no, I did run up the stairs.
Oh, you did run up the stairs?
Oh, you did?
Oh, that's good. Oh. Oh,
hold on a second. Just hold a second. This building has steps?
Rob, what was the last exercise? And it can be either regular exercise, you know, doing something you knew was physically fit, or it can be just you happened to exercise because you were trying to accomplish something.
Does it count that my dog sort of escaped and I had to chase him on Saturday?
Did you at any time move faster than a fast walk?
Yeah, because I had to keep up with him.
You ran?
Mike, it was faster than a fast walk.
Was it a technical run?
If it was a run, what we need to do is wait until we have some precipitation and see if my footprints are deep enough to hold puddles. Because that is really what it's been too long. But
so
remember,
you chased,
2016.
You chased the dog, though.
I chased the dog. The dog, as I said, actually discussed this in detail on Cake and Cookies this week. The dog took me for a walk.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not that large an animal.
No, but you see, there was no leash and there was no collar. I just let him out to pee, and he looked up and he smiled at me and he said, "Dad, we're going for a walk." And I said, "No, come back." And he's,
man,
dut, 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 dut.
That's what I love about the wilds of Maine as opposed to the sanitized suburban streets of Florida. Down here, you know, the dogs are leashed constantly. I would get in huge trouble if I was off leash. And, you know, and down here, There isn't a poo that doesn't end up in my hand. I do not have a day where I do not start my day with the warm feeling of beluga's feces in my right hand.
It's a nice reminder to keep you humble.
Day. Yeah. And meanwhile,
you know what? It is the most humbling activity.
Yes.
And when you see, and a lot of men do it, here's a strange thing.
Yes.
You see, no, you know, I'm not going to say that. That's not fair, and it would be a lie. Because you do see an equal amount of men and women. But you see a lot of guys that's their chore, walking the dog. Now, Carla is down here. I've told you, she turned into Martha Stewart when she, somewhere up
that's
in Maine during the summer, she started making, you know what she wants for Christmas?
Divorce.
I S you not. She wants a butter churn. So she can make butter.
You don't need a butter churn. All you need is a jar. You can make butter in a jar by shaking it.
Really?
Yes. If you buy a butter churn, you don't have space for a butter churn down
Nobody
there.
Nobody has space for that.
No, I sold mine weeks ago.
But I mean, is it? She wants it because she wants it. Now, if you're keeping track, she's making our own yogurt, bread, jelly, and jams that she makes down here. She makes most meals from scratch down here. The trade-off
is... Meanwhile, you're sitting by the fireplace doing your ciphering on a shovel with a piece of coal.
Making an assumption that I have a fireplace, my boy.
Shannon went down this path, started making all kinds of things homemade, and we basically had a little powwow, and I said, how about you make with a W-2?
Yeah,
that would be nice.
Okay.
My wife won't even make reservations.
That might be my conversation.
It's horrible.
Yes.
It's, you know, but you don't need a butter. Does she want
you
like
know,
a
You notice he wanted the reservations. Do you notice how the timing of the show, when he has a standard hack jive line that he has to get on,
he will steamroll over the next person talking like that. Was that all your wife makes for dinner is reservations? Is that? But it's not. And it's not funny. True. It's not true because you don't go out often, do you?
What?
No.
Five guys is forget it. Reservations.
Open the goddamn mailbag. It's not all about me. It's all about you.
It's time.
I'm ready to...
I love that you picked up on that. I was actually giggling inside. I was like, reservations.
Yeah. Help me, Rhonda. God.
One time for you. One time.
All right, thank you.
One time.
The Wiz.
Tim
Butter Moose.
Tim Moose Gaverth had a birthday on this. What?
Gaverth.
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 G-A-H-V is the, would that be Gaverth?
Gaverth.
Gaverth. Tim Moose Gaverth had a birthday on December 7th and says he already got the best birthday gift ever. 6 years ago, we returned to his ears.
Aww.
Oh, isn't that nice? I like that. Then he asked for a fruitcake. Happy birthday, Moose. And no, you can enter at fruitcake at Mike O'Mara's show, just like everybody else. There you go. So that's
nice.
That's a little nice, but then a little firm but fair.
Yes, of course.
That's the way it goes. Joe Lundberg turned 15 on Monday. Howdy, Joe. How about you? Editor's note. Hey, Joe, keep your eyes and hands off Julia Spiewak.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, Julia turns 15 next week.
Oh, I get
so
that.
I got to be careful now. Yeah.
How is she doing with the, what have been, you know, it's been referred to over many, many months as the difficult years, the teenage adolescent years with the females, a little bit troublesome sometimes.
She is doing great. She and Carrie have had a full complement of concerts over the past few weeks, and I think she seems as happy and as lovely as she's ever been, and aww, her hair is the right color. So Daddy's happy.
Isn't that
well, there's a
sweet.
Great picture online of, a while ago of Julia and Carrie that were on, and she's just growing up to be a beautiful young lady,
yep,
and I think that's terrific. And, you know, she had that dark period where I met her at Jimmy's, which was like an hour long, and,
yes,
that, and thank God for that.
Remember
that's
that?
When, yeah, I thought seriously, yeah, she had a chance there, just a small chance. One of those smart serial killers, you know, one of those really super smart serial
really?
Killers. You know? Just for a minute, though. It's a brief window, you know, because Rob was sitting there, you know, and Julius was going, I'm like, God, she's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, she's basically, really she does most of her stuff based on the Zodiac. That's normal, right?
Scarlett Burchill of Spokane, Washington, had a big birthday, number 8, on Tuesday. Good job. Hi, Scarlett. Happy birthday. Hope you have a fantastic time. What's the best kind of pain? Kathy Payne.
Nice.
She has a 30-something birthday on the 18th, and she likes rum. Party girl. It's a good time of year for rum. You can make rum work this time of year.
Yes.
It's not just the Caribbean and you know, summertime. Rum can be really, really instead of a rum punch toddy.
Hot rum punch,
thing.
Yeah, sure.
Mm, yeah. Very good. Just like the guy, what's the thing that in the, what does he order in It's a Wonderful Life? What is Clarence?
Well, it's not quite cold enough for mulled wine yet. How about a
mulled
nice,
wine, right.
He says a flaming rum punch.
Flaming rum punch, that's
light
it.
Light on the
absolutely.
Clove and heavy on the cinnamon and be, what does he say? Be preppy, my boy? Be something peppy, my boy, or something.
You get out of here. We make drinks for people that want to get drunk. Now, get out of here, George Bailey. All right. This Sunday, our number one listener in Athens, Demetrius Karajoris, turns 53. I just did a grease man pause. Yeah. Turns 53. He is truly a grease man. Okay, how weird. I didn't read that until after I
seriously?
Said that.
Seriously?
But I said, Demetrius Karajoris, she turns 53.
We are of one mind at times.
Grish, man.
Ryan Horney of North Liberty, Iowa, hits the douchebag crest of age 35 this Sunday. Happy douchebagging. You're at the pinnacle. You're
yes.
at the actual peak of that.
You'll never
so
be
enjoy
more
yourself.
Of a douchebag.
Guess who's 42? Sean McCullough. That's who.
Oh.
Also, Elvis was 42 when he died. Happy birthday.
That's one of my faves.
Always like to remind them.
Arden Quinn turned 1 on this. A lot of children. This is good.
Yeah.
I hope these are not just padding the birthdays. I hope that they're actually going to raise them as loyalists.
Mike, mm-hmm. Christmas time is the time for children.
This is true. Well, time for making them, but that means they'd be born. Well, you do the math, Rob. You got a brain like that. When,
September.
If they're
no,
May.
No.
They're...
August.
If you bone tonight, you got an August birthday.
Okay. Bone.
Arden Quinn turned 1 on December 1st. Hee-haw and happy birthday. And now it says letter of the week. So you put that, you front-loaded the letter of the week.
Yeah, because there is no editing. It was just, this really charmed me.
All right, this is from Tom Adams. Hey, that's me. He turns 57 December 10th. Old timer out. And this is the letter right here. Let's see this.
No, no, that's the letter. That's it.
Oh, Tom Adams, hey, that's me, turns 57 December 10th. Old timer out. Now I get it. Thank you. Sirs, my firstborn, Chase, just turned 13. He was born on Thanksgiving Day and has been the best little turkey ever. Last year, for his birthday, Mike did the Richard Parker voice for him, and he laughed like a schoolgirl. I have included my quarter for the slot machine for a chance at salad fingers. We have totally bonded over it. Thank you. Love you long time. That's from P1 Stephanie Larson. And I guess this is Chase's 13th birthday. Well, let's take Chase's quarter, put it in the machine. Okay.
Nice little shiny quarter.
Gambling at 13.
Bloody hook. Bloody hook. Bloody hook. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. That's very exciting, isn't it?
Oh. Hate it. Oh, look who's here.
Hello. Oh,
hi, Salad.
Hello, Chase. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chase. Happy birthday to you.
No, go!
Chase, I've been looking for a present for you. You know what I'm going to buy you for your birthday? A rusty hook. Bye-bye. So long.
I refuse to play along with that.
Oh, hope Chase enjoyed that, you sick little kid.
I blame the mother. There's no way a child should be listening to that.
Next letter says, guys, my name is Brian Searcy. I live in Pasadena, Maryland. And yesterday, Pasadena, Maryland, mm-hmm. home of the Desert Lounge, where I met... Quick, Mike O'Mara show trivia. Who did I meet at the Desert Lounge in Pasadena? Oscar Santana.
Your second wife.
No, Rob Spiewak.
TB, Tubby Boots.
Tubby Boots, but who else? Bigger star, Rob. Bigger star.
I'm sorry. I should have known this. Of course, it was Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Really?
Tiny Tim. Yes.
Right. I did not know that.
Hung out with him. Hung out with Tiny Tim.
Like a full evening?
What a good guy to hang out with.
Oh, long time. Yeah, backstage, just chatting with him.
Does he keep the ukulele on him at all times?
No, but Rob remembers what he liked on the show. He liked...
I love Paquin's hand cream.
He wanted hand cream.
And paper towels. Would it be okay if my handlers went down to 7-Eleven and got me a six-pack of Corona beer and I could drink it in your lobby?
That's what he wanted. He wanted a six-pack before he came on the air. Yep, absolutely.
Wow. That in the lobby drinking. Mm.
So Brian Searcy's from Pasadena. I hate to toot my own horn, but I have purchased every bonus show. I have a Dick Queasy shirt. I buy as much as I can through your Amazon page, and I have been to both live shows at the State Theater, where I bought a Diamond Jubilee whore package, and I have the pics to prove it on my Facebook page.
I remember this guy.
I've listened to all versions of the show since 1999, and I wanted to thank you guys for giving us the hour and 19-minute giveaway every day. I work nights, and your show helps me get through the monotony of my job. I don't want to ask for anything from the slot roulette wheel of impressions, but it would be nice if I could be friends with Carrie Spiewak on Facebook.
Wow.
I think she is hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
She's hilarious in a very dark way.
Passive-aggressive is what I like to call it.
Yeah, that too. She would complete my TMOS Facebook friend collection. Sounds a little weird. I hope that doesn't sound... Yes, it does. See, I already said weird before I got to the sentence that says, I hope that doesn't sound weird or creepy. Yes. Thanks for the laughs, and please forgive any grammar or spelling errors. I didn't take too good to book learning in school. Sincerely, from Brian Searcy. I think we can make that happen.
I spoke to Mrs. Spiewak last night, and she said that Brian will get a little something special in his Christmas stocking this year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't well, there you go, Brian. Happy birthday.
Probably after 9 mimosas.
Next letter. Hello, friends. As a longtime listener who happens to be a mailman, I listen to podcasts all day long. Rob, a song from my childhood that I've never heard you play is the Tennessee Bird Walk. I don't know if anybody famous ever sang it, but I remember it as a catchy song that we used to love. I think we wore it. I think we wore the 45 out. I'm sure you have it in your collection. Merry Christmas, Chris Weiss. And Rob, you have the awful song.
Do
right?
you this did you it. Ever play this as a country jock? It's a country novelty record.
I'd have to listen to it. It doesn't have like Ray Stevens going, hello.
No, no, no.
And by the way, is it Larry the Cable Guy that's reprising that? I think.
Is he really?
And a Mustang GT.
Oh,
that type
boo.
Of thing.
Well, this is the kind of quality music we require, Mike. TCDQ. Number one on the country charts from 1970.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground.
I don't mind this.
I don't either.
And take away their wings and the birds will have to walk to get around. And take away
back
the
to the stores
and
he's really, really, really out of breath. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Can you explode that for me?
Oh, look what I found.
You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Every time
production
I hear that,
element.
I think of the Batman, the actual Batman TV show.
Yeah.
When they would switch scenes and it'd be like a smash cut and then be like the bat.
When I hear that song, I think of what's the song with?
I love it, by the way.
Rose Garden.
Oh, Lynn Anderson. I hate Lynn Anderson.
Maybe Lynn Anderson,
I think
Jeannie
she's
C.
Dead
Riley,
now.
That type of
oh,
thing.
All those great white trash records.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Next letter, good afternoon. Go ahead. Yes, what?
I was going to say the best line in the white trash record is in Ode to Billy Joe, when the actual lyric is, he never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please.
Good afternoon. Our next letter says, I'm just writing to tell you about how wonderful Tipsy Elves is. Yay! We ordered from them on Cyber Monday, and no surprise, experienced a delay based on web traffic. Shocker. But I called them back later in the week, and they upgraded me to overnight rush shipping without me even asking for it. I've never experienced customer service like that. Thanks for working with them. I bet, you know, anyone who start a company named Tipsy Elves have to be good people.
Oh, they're funny people.
Have to be fun people.
That was a great meeting with them we had. That's
Lee Snyder from Centerville. And way to go, Lee. Thank you so much for doing that this time of year. Makes a difference. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the gang. My boyfriend Ryan Price entered his 30s on December 6th. He was wondering if Rob could run out and get him some Jägermeister because that's what douchebags drink. Cheers. From Shannon Bort. Would you go get him some of the Brown Devil Jäger?
Yeah,
would
sure.
You buy a little
I will
Jäger for the
be
guy?
Right back.
There goes Rob. Exhaust smoke. Thicker than Beijing, pouring out of the back of that.
Oh yeah,
that old model LTD or whatever the hell.
Try
the
to breathe through
classic.
Your nose. Breathe through your nose, folks. It'll help.
There, enjoy yourself. Next letter says, "Hi boys, my husband Alan Hayes of Alpharetta, Georgia, just turned 42, and I was hoping that you could help me wish him a very happy birthday. Alan is a simple man. When I asked him what he wanted for his birthday, he said there were only three things he desired: number one, a good steak dinner." Number two, some sweet, sweet lovin'. And number three, a birthday wish from his favorite crew at TMOS. Well, my only question is, why didn't he ask us for the sweet, sweet lovin'? happy birthday, Alan Hayes. Well, I handled the steak and the sweet, sweet lovin', so that really just leaves you guys to help me deliver the birthday trifecta. If the Leesburg Vulture would like to make an appearance, that might be extra special. Thanks, boys. We love TMOS and all you do every day to bring the funny. Sincerely, Amy Hayes. The Leesburg Vulture, would that be a request for the slot machine?
That would. Do you have a quarter handy?
Yeah, put it in.
Okay,
yeah,
please
we always
just
have them standing back. Right, let's see what happens. Okay, all right, here we go. Crow. Crow. Crow.
Hey, oh my God. That is a progressive.
Another winner.
Big win.
Another
it's
winner.
A progressive.
Wow.
Big win.
Here comes the Leesburg Vulture.
Hello, Alan.
Oh,
hello. Yes, Alan Hayes. How are you? I was wondering if there's a chance when your wife gives you that sweet, sweet lovin', if I could perhaps perch on the corner of the four-poster bed and simply watch. That would make me very, very happy.
Wow. He's like Rob
so
Ford,
gross.
Likes to watch.
Maybe a little mic came into that one. Sorry about that. Next letter. Hi, guys. A little story of how you all have helped save me. I was on vacation in Italy when I got a bad infection, a really bad infection. I ended up having 3 surgeries, had to spend 10 days in ICU, and the next month recovering in the hospital.
Oh,
it was beyond terrible. Not only did I not speak Italian, but after I got out of ICU, I couldn't speak or walk. Wow.
Mm,
in between my therapy sessions, I would listen to TMOS. Not only was it great hearing people speaking English, but you guys gave me a little light during the absolute darkest time of my life. Good God, that sounds nightmarish. I can't thank you guys enough for doing what you do. I almost didn't make it out of that hospital in Rome, but I am happy to say that I am now home and recovering very well. I got my voice back for the most part, and I'm able to walk a little more each day. I know my strength will come back with time. Good Lord, sounds like a nightmare. There are a lot of people I'm thankful for, and you guys are on my list. When I was in the hospital, the only thing I really wanted was to go home. Listening to your show was my little piece of home. It was part of my healing. For that, I'm forever grateful. Thanks so much. I hope to be fully recovered to join you guys at the next meet and greet. I'm saving a big hug for all of you. Thanks again. Love you guys. Cheers. Shaylin J, or Yai, or J-A-E. Shaylin.
Shaylin, yes, that's exactly right.
Shaylin.
But we'll be glad to hug her. Just bring a clean bill of health.
Yeah. Thank you. Next letter says, finally, an open letter to TMOS Nation. I'm sure that many of you have heard the term first world problems, but I am writing today about another equally pressing issue, TMOS fan problems. We are all familiar with the common TMOS problem of being caught laughing uncontrollably at your desk because Mike was attacked by a vicious spider, then subsequently attacked by his co-host. Perhaps you almost rear-ended a car in traffic because you were shaking your head at how Rob somehow managed to wedge in a historical reference from the 1940s. Or maybe you were listening while keeping it tight and almost fell off the treadmill when Oscar discovered that he has been misusing a figure of speech for his entire life. These are the burdens of the TMOS fan. Last but not least, perhaps you'll be traveling for the holidays, but you lack the discipline to stockpile episodes of TMOS for binge listening during the long flight or drive. And since the show's content and audio quality have ruined you for all other podcasts, what is a TMOS fan supposed to do? This problem is easily addressed with the purchase of the TMOS bonus package. We didn't write this, folks. But we're going to read it. Absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't you get it and support the network you love? Decades ago, people balked at the idea of paying for cable TV, but now it's commonplace with the popular, edgy, and award-winning shows on premium channels. Think about it. If people didn't pony up the dough to watch the Game of Thrones, then HBO would go back to just showing Short Circuit 3 times a day. It's the same with the TMOS bonus shows that provide you with the unique, edgy, and graphic content that you all know you really want. So, help yourself while helping the show and purchase the TMOS bonus show package. Got it? Good. Get it. Sincerely, Brian Delvo, TMOS bonus show subscriber since 2010.
Brian!
What a beautiful letter! We could not have said it better ourselves. I hope that sells a couple of them today.
Beautiful.
Brian, start the show, you hump, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So you're going to do it?
No, I can't say that I'm very tempted, Nate.
I wouldn't be either, you know. Radio's the past, man. We are the future.
We.
Yeah, podcasters.
Oh, okay. I think the last episode you put up was, what, a year ago? It's been like a year?
In radio, you have to show up every day because they pay you.
You just encapsulated what I hate about podcasting. It's like you gotta put them out, Nate. You can't just do one a year.
You can't when you do a full episode like I do.
You're not selling tickets. It's not helping you out career-wise. I mean, you still got to do, what, Morning Zoos to sell the tickets.
Yes, I have to do Morning Zoos to sell tickets. That's the worst.
I know. It's like a necessary evil. It is.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's always the main guy, and then there's the laughing guy, and then there's the baffled and shocked woman. It's like, bah, 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 bah. Oh, fellas.
There was this time in Florida.
Florida, it's already a good story.
I followed a guy that farted the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another time where I kept score while women threw plastic rings on male strippers' d- Trucks.
Larry and the Tractor.
Yeah.
They do that every Friday. Yeah. You know, the sad thing is that a lot of these guys are, you know, they're real broadcasters. They're professionals.
I don't think so.
No, they are. I mean, they've been at it a long time. I mean, they were doing those shows when they had carts, when they had to do their own sound effects. They can't curse and they got to keep a riff going. They got to have forward momentum, you know, do the break, hold the audience. I mean, it's impressive shit.
What's a cart?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Can't do him once a year. Got it. Can't do him once a month.
No,
got to do him all the time.
Yeah. Every day.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital. What's a cart?
What's a cart?
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a legitimate question for a lot of broadcasters. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Well, I usually manage to get this next product to my mom-o every single holiday season,
really?
Usually for special occasions as well. I'm talking about our old friends at Cherry's Berries. Hey, we love Cherry's Berries. That time of the year again, and Christmas time means Christmas shopping. What you need is a website where you can check off everyone on your list and know that it's a gift they'll love. It's a no-brainer. It truly is. Cherry's Berries. Relax. Mm. It's all you need. Send giant, delicious, dipped strawberries from Cherry's Berries, and they start, I love the way they hold their price every year, just $19.99. That's a 40% savings. These are fresh, juicy, gourmet berries dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness. The thing about Cherry's Berries is you want to give somebody something, you're not sure what to do, it's almost a no-brainer. It's a guaranteed win. And I would definitely do that. They've got decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And for just $10 more, Rob Spiewak likes to say, double the berries.
Double
what does that
berries.
Mean in English? Double your berries.
Yes!
That's right. Double it. Whoa. Just remember the code TMOS. Cherry's Berries has something for everyone on your list. Snowman brownie pops.
Mm. Mm.
Chocolate dipped peppermint cookies. Cheesecake bites. Much more. All delivered fresh the day you choose. Here's the only way to get this amazing $19.99 Cherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the mic at the top right-hand corner. Please do that. If you don't do that, we don't get any credit.
Need to do
and
it.
Type in TMOS. Buy the gift everyone will enjoy at berries.com. Click the microphone. Put our code in there. TMOS. Do it today. Thank you.
Good to have them back. Berries, big as your head, Mike.
Oscar.
Yes.
You know how I always say that I don't want to get political on this show.
Oh, please. For the love of God.
I have to do this today.
Oh, no,
now, I have to
no
say.
No one has to do
be
anything.
Be strong. Be strong, Mike.
Because I don't get frightened by politicians. I don't. I don't care what Donald Trump says. I don't care what Hillary says, what Bernie says. Those, the national stage, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
However, it scares me when the sheriff down here, this is the guy you might remember that back in one of the elections, he stood up in his uniform at a Sarah Palin, John McCain rally and said, Barack Hussein Obama. He was that guy.
Well, he seems like a good fella.
He gets elected.
Still in office?
He's been in office forever. He gets like 1,000,000% of the vote down here. He is a juggernaut. And he has done something now where he's far from that.
Listen,
this is a
I've got a problem with the president of the United States. He's a Muslim. Boom!
I woke up today and was frightened by my sheriff.
You
I was
know what? Frightened. Local government is scary. Because
but
it is
this
so
is
close
a sheriff.
To home,
this is
still,
a, this is like the police. This is like the chief of police.
Yeah.
And should I like my cops to stay out of anything it's political? A, it scares me.
For the brief cup of coffee that I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Yeah,
was,
and remember,
oh,
like,
that's
is,
another one. Yeah, that's right. Oh God, you've lived this.
Yes,
you've lived
just
this.
Real quick. What do you mean by the brief cup of coffee that you lived in Arizona?
Well, it was about a year and a half, right?
Okay, that's,
yeah,
that doesn't work on any level. But let's move ahead.
Well, work with me here.
I will.
So
as you do me.
So I'll say that I would watch the news and then I'd sit there like, that doesn't really seem constitutional. You know, right?
Let me just read the clip from this guy. That's what I wake up to this morning. I don't mind.
Did I mess something
you
else
had
up?
One.
No, it's just funny.
That was great.
You had one. You had one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio's that guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
But didn't he just do stuff to crooks? Primarily.
He made them.
Didn't
eat
he really just
things,
do stuff to crooks? I mean, he had a big
pink
mouth. He had a big mouth.
Pink
too.
Jumps, yeah.
But I guess my point was, so Danny Bonaducci at one point was on the Adam Carolla show, which was our morning show when it first launched out of Los Angeles, right?
Right.
And Danny came into town, and as you know, he had a run-in with the law when he was doing radio in Phoenix.
Yes.
And he had a press conference with Sheriff Joe that they were going to make peace. And I sat there, I'm like,
brain
this,
trust.
This is a cartoon character of a man.
Yeah.
And the people have voted him in for years and years and years.
I don't think either one of them have been booked on Charlie Rose.
There, I've made a couple of conclusions. Let me just give you a blurb from what this guy's statement was today. I guess he posted up on the organization's Facebook page.
Okay.
And he wrote the fallacies of gun control. So that's a huge debate in America.
Yes.
We have lots of listeners on one side, lots of listeners on another side. I'm fine with that. I welcome all people to listen to the Mike O'Mara show. He wrote, earlier this year, President Obama and his predictable following of sycophant liberal media types, and then he goes on. And
sure.
And the gist of this is that he wants people to arm themselves. That's what he wants people to do. I don't mind people that believe in that. I don't want a sheriff telling me that I need a gun. I don't like that. That makes me scared.
And
really
also,
does.
You're saying he posted this on the sheriff's department's Facebook page?
This guy wins by a million percent of the vote. He is
well, of
a
course,
juggernaut.
Do what he wants.
If you don't vote for him, he's going to shoot you.
Yes. No, it's just... He's got a lot of controversy down here, but
big law.
He wants us to be the first responders. I'm okay with people believing that. I don't like a sheriff saying it. I don't know why, but I don't like my sheriff
saying
it.
But I think, I won't speak for, I don't know enough about the way that your town is laid out and the politics down there. I know that in Phoenix, the people that I would talk to on both sides of the aisle were always like, that man's a cartoon character. He simply just gets voted in because he's a name. That's all it is.
Okay.
So
I don't know. I haven't been down here long enough, but I know enough about politics to know there is not a chance. This guy's running next year. There's not a chance this guy, unless he implodes, that he doesn't get reelected.
Sometimes
it's automatic.
I look at these guys and I admire their staying power. I sit there, I said, whatever they've done in the past, whatever pictures they have of politicians that they don't want leaked out, that give them the leverage to actually continue working in office and collecting a paycheck, blows my mind.
Well, there's some of that, but also, without, you know, just facts of life, there is no greater thing to have than seniority and incumbency.
Yeah.
Because an incumbent is known because they've already been around, and people are just going to vote for what they know.
Let me give you his last paragraph, okay?
Yes.
The criminally insane, the violent offenders, and the mounting number of terrorists within our borders do not give a damn about gun laws or gun-free zones. And make no mistake, shut up. And make no mistake, they will always have guns. Few will dispute. I take issue with this.
All right.
Few will dispute that the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. I salute the good guys and gals and their right to legally own and possess firearms, be they for sport and peaceful purposes or for self-defense. After all, they are likely going to be the first responder. So what he is saying is he wants the people to, when the situation happens, he wants that. I don't dispute him believing that. A lot of people believe that.
Sure.
A lot of people don't believe that. And you're supposed to be defending all of us, and I will dispute that because I think if you get a bunch of yahoos shooting in a room, I'm one of the people, and the thing about it, this guy has his beliefs, but he's got the public trust, and I'm not on his team, and that scares the crap out of me.
If you don't like it, leave it. Leave the state. I mean, really.
Well, he will.
And if anything.
In a few months.
He will. Mm-hmm. He'll leave for Maine.
That's right.
No.
He'll be up in Maine. I'll be
I think they like guns up there too.
I usually, look, I don't like to weigh in here usually, but we all know.
Well, you're a gun nut.
Well, yeah, no.
You like
first
guns.
Of all,
even though you don't own one, you're a gun nut.
I don't like to be classified that way. That is not nice.
That
is
was
rude.
Very unfair.
That's
how
not
you,
fair.
I'm sorry.
How
it's
do
not
you like
balanced,
to be classified?
All right?
But you're not, and you're not
as
because
legally
you don't own
here
one.
In this country. I'll say
good
this.
Luck with that.
That out of all places, I think you may need a sidearm legally, and you want people around simply because of the crime levels.
Yeah,
is Florida. Well, most crimes true. Happen there, right?
Well, most so, crazy crime happens
but they're
there.
Funny crimes, Oscar. They're normally like somebody, you know,
victimless
falling asleep in a grease
crime.
Dumpster. That's the stuff that happens down here. It's a lady that
comedy
gets drunk
crimes.
Down at Fort Myers Beach and falls into a grease dumpster, you know, and that's what it is. So, you know, anyway, I'm a little frightened.
I don't think today. I don't think you should be scared, especially with the characters you have down there.
Yeah, and you know, it's, yeah. This can really be undone. Scroll down on his Facebook page. Does he have any cat videos?
No, but you know, the funniest thing, you see, if you see the picture of the guy,
yeah.
The funniest thing is they turned him to, I think, what's that Harry Potter villain that has
Voldemort?
The no nostrils? Voldemort. They turned him into Voldemort.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll see.
But,
people get the joke. Yes.
Yeah. But apparently there have been things about don't you know publicly come out against this guy or you might have
Mike,
problems.
Throw
so
up a cat
I've cemented
meme.
That right now. Mr. O'Mara, what's that what?
Throw up a cat meme for him.
Mm-hmm. What a oh, cat meme?
Yeah, throw yeah. It up and okay. Just see what happens. See yeah. How people respond to you.
Now, what is a cat meme?
Like, you know, like there's a great meme of a cat getting through a door, but he's so fat, like he's walking through a doggy door and he's stuck.
Yeah,
right.
Or I Ken has
right.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Something yeah. Fun like that. Something fun, like a GIF that's actually gonna.
How about a cat with a gun and it says, "I Ken has AK-47."
Yeah. I'll spend the rest of the afternoon working on it. I will do that. I'll get right on
I'll
that.
Send
so
you one.
Anyway, that's my sheriff.
I have a hard time finding one on the internet.
Pony. That's great.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more fun. The fruitcake's got here.
Yay!
Tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And that's Gary Stein doing Mike O'Mara doing Gary Stein. Listen, we hope you will listen to our show. We have great fun, great guests every week.
We certainly do, and pretty soon the box set comes out.
And it's just not the same without you. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Texture is still the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or tablet. No clutter, no magazines to lug around, empty recycle bins. It's like having an entire newsstand in your pocket, people. And you can get your free trial at texture.com/TMOS. Texture has all the best magazines. Let me give them to you real quick. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Vogue, Real Simple, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Husky. It goes on and on. Texture is perfect for when I want premium content about my interests. I don't have to waste time searching for it. Thanks to Texture, they organize it for me, and they put it out there on their screen, on my tablet or my phone, and it's fantastic. You'll love it. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Even better, give Texture as a gift
yes.
This holiday. You can be sure that Texture is the one gift that they will open again and again and again. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. Love it, love it, love it,
it's
love
the
it.
Best. So, absolutely the
yeah.
Best.
So that was completely spontaneous, that what I woke up to today. And I know nothing's going to change. It's just the same old stuff, but it's just a little, you know, a lot of anger in the world that we live in right now. A lot of stuff going on. Never seen it in my adult life. I've never quite seen what's going on.
That's
like,
why we get to do
now.
What we do here.
Try to make people
yes,
happy.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know, even
I love
Facebook.
It. I love it. Today is a great example of a, you know, I joke about that guy, but I come in and I really, this kind of stuff gets me to my core sometimes, and I get worried and I get unsettled, and I think, I'm not like I'm like every other American. I'm just unsettled with everything. It's just a
I know
very,
what
very
will settle you,
time.
Mike. I know what can settle you. All we have to do is give away a
what
fruitcake.
What you making?
Oh, fruitcake!
What you making? Fruitcake.
It's that time of season.
It is. Oh, it truly is.
For a year. I'm an idiot.
No, you're fine. I was even going to let it
time
slide.
For the 12 days of fruitcake, right?
We'll give away 12 fruitcakes this year, and this is exciting. This is our first one. I hold in my hand the letter, but this is what's so cool about this one, Mike, is that it's not a letter. It's an audio MP3. So it just reads, "Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, attached is an MP3 of our official entry. Happy Hanukkah. Kyra Schuster and Mike Sheinberg. Can I play you their entry?
Absolutely.
Okay, check this out.
Hi, this is Kyra Schuster.
And Mike Sheinberg.
And this is our entry into the TMOS Fruitcake Contest.
Fruitcake.
We want to win a fruitcake that's made by Old Rob A. When Mike O'Mara calls us, then this is what we'll say. Oh, fruitcake, fruitcake, fruitcake. We hope it has no shellfish. If we win this fruitcake, we'll share and not be selfish. Usually on Hanukkah, it's latkes that are fried. This will be the first time that fruitcake we have tried. Oh, fruitcake, fruitcake, fruitcake. We hope we flat our case. Because if we win this fruitcake, we'll stuff it in our face. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. That was great.
That's the way to kick it off right there.
That's awesome. That's
an that might be an all-star submission.
Yeah, that's a, we have their number. Give them a call, Pony. We're calling Kyra or Mike.
Let's see. Excitement is building. What happens?
It's looking for them. It's looking for them.
Google Voce, as they
I
say
like
in Italy.
I like how sophisticated they are.
Yes.
Right? This is a new one.
Well, it's still four rings, isn't it?
Well, five is what was a standard.
It's got
all that effort they put in.
This is Kyra Schuster.
And this is Mike Sheinberg.
We are so sorry that we missed your call.
We are waiting to hear from TMOS about a fruitcake.
Yeah!
We hope you leave us a message.
But what kind of message?
Text message.
Facebook message.
Or a traditional voicemail message. Turn it on in the morning.
Oh my God. You win.
You guys
win. You win. We're still laughing. Congratulations. Oh my God. Best winner ever. Maybe
really?
The best winner in my career. Absolutely dedicated people.
Fantastic.
That's absolutely incredible. Fruitcake on the way to you guys. You are fan. What are the names again, Rob?
Kyra Schuster and Mike Sheinberg. Happy Hanukkah, guys. I hope you enjoy
Great
it.
Great job. Ooh. Round of applause. Woo! Congratulations to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're getting you your fruitcake. Way to go.
And as far as I know, I make the fruitcakes. There is no meat and dairy mixed in the fruitcake. So we will send that
can
off
we
as soon
send
as
them
possible.
Doppel? Is that okay? Please.
We can send them doppel.
I mean,
course.
I think it merits doppel.
Yeah, we shall send them a couple. We shall.
Absolutely. I got mine yesterday with Rob's instructions not to eat them until... Why are we waiting until the bonus show to do our fruitcake tasting? Why don't we offer that up to everybody?
It's up to you, Mike, of course, but I think that's bonus premium content.
Well, it's bonus premium content, but I think everybody should hear, since we're opening this contest up to everybody, we should do it.
We should savor. I think we should savor and share with everybody.
Do you think you made a bad batch? I think the
fruitcake
is, I think the batch is so good that maybe if you put it in your mouth, you'd stop talking. It's that tasty. You'll have a full mouth for an entire episode.
But don't you want to promote your fruitcake?
Don't you want everyone to listen to the bonus show?
That would be nice, but I feel like you're just being selfish here.
Well, I'm a selfish guy.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
They'll be here, Mike. It is your call tomorrow. And let's be fair. Is it that you don't want to do it on the bonus show, or do you just want to eat it 80 minutes quicker?
He wants to eat it right now.
Look at that mouth.
It's salivating.
It's in the refrigerator. Carla got to it, of course, before I did. So Carla followed the instructions, and it's in the back of the refrigerator, and it's just like, don't eat until the bonus show. And that frustrated me a little bit because I don't like being told what to do. But the fact is, for the Thursday show, I think it would be a lot of fun.
Then we can do that during the Thursday show. Now, how do you take your fruitcake? I will be serving in the studio, and I will also bring a little bit, as I like just a little, just a dot of Ready Whip on it. I think it makes it so much better because it plays with the flavors nice. So if you want to, shut up, Pony. Have you ever enjoyed anything in your life that doesn't involve a cigarette?
Just a dot of Ready Whip.
Oscar and I are just looking at each other. Yeah, there it is.
Then why don't you just go ahead and make
like
out.
It as much as I think it's really the greatest fruitcake I've ever had.
Oh, well, you're very nice to say.
I think it's the greatest fruitcake. And Rob, there was so much demand. Yeah, Rob had to move it out of his kitchen this year, and he used a local restaurant that was nice enough to after hours. So did they like you at Chipotle?
Do you have a place I can wash up? They said, don't bother.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Nobody washes their hands.
Real quick, before we go away.
This barbacoa tastes like
That poor restaurant.
Before
great
we go
thread.
Away.
Great thread. Did you see my thread last night that I started?
Oh, I was I
think,
on it. Yeah.
I think it's time for Chipotle to eat the S sandwich. And then everybody had a lot of fun after that. That was big.
If you want to get in on the hot fruitcake action, which ironically is served chilled, send us an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. Explain in 100 words or less why you deserve a fruitcake and include your address and phone number so we can call you. If you're not going to be by your phone, leave an outgoing message, as the Sheinbergs did, that says, we know that we're going to call about the fruitcake. And remember, Mike, this year it's progressive fruitcake. So if someone loses, the next day the prize is double.
Yeah, and then, by the way, since we gave those wonderful people two fruitcakes today, tomorrow our winner won't get any.
That's right, but we will call them. We will call them to say that you were this close.
You were that close. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you and say, hey, congratulations, but you didn't get one of the other people because they were too funny.
Hey, guess what? You almost won.
Absolutely. We used to do that. We did that a lot. That was always, your caller number 9. We'll take a break. When we come back, I will tell you about some wonderful Christmas gifts that I received at the house. And then I want to talk about, for all you young people that are out there crushing it in finals this week, we've got our own student who's going to commiserate with you about the final exam time of year, which is what a lot of students at colleges and high schools everywhere are going through. We'll take a break. Come right back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look no further than one of our favorite websites, Touch of Modern. New deals every day. During their 30 days of deals, you can find something for absolutely everyone, and it's unique, and it's wonderful, and it changes every day. Let Touch of Modern help you check off your Christmas list one awesome gift after one awesome deal at a time. Touch of Modern is your one-stop holiday store with new deals each and every day. If you can't choose, go to the Holiday Hub at touchofmodern.com. They select products based on a person's interests, and it makes holiday shopping easy and fun. And if they enjoy the finer things, click Lux Life and find the finer things that they don't already have. That, to me, falls into that category of what do you get the person that has everything.
Yes.
Check out Lux Life. It's absolutely incredible. You see some very cool stuff there. Boom, bam, you'll be a holiday hero with gifts that make them go, wow. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day, which makes it the best place to get the perfect gift for everyone, all while offering the best prices on the web. Right now, our listeners get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of gifts, I would like to thank Mr. Trip Affleck.
Hey,
isn't that
a
nice.
Mike O'Mara Show P1 and a big fan of the show, Oscar. That was
my arch nemesis.
I know.
Why
is
he your nemesis?
Because he out of all the wonderful people that listen to our show, and by the way, Trip is one of them.
Yes.
I will say that somehow he finds a way to be a complete dick to me.
Really?
Yes.
Perhaps you have not returned the love to Mr. Affleck.
What is there to give?
I don't know.
Other than my flesh.
He's
and always, I'm not doing that.
Well,
just yet.
That might be exactly what he's looking for.
Yeah. But anyway, guess who got some delightful golf balls from Mr. Affleck?
Oh, did he get your brand right?
That nice.
He got my brand right, the Pro-V ones.
Very thoughtful.
And it was fantastic. Slightly used. Pro V, no.
Do they have a red stripe on them? Couple cuts?
No, they do not.
Range balls.
Stop it. But the better gift of the two, he sent the whole family that little game that you've seen, the pie game.
Monopoly?
Where you put the whipped cream on the little plastic handle.
Oh, yeah.
You dial it, and then you go around the room, and everybody gets turned.
Oh, I've never seen this.
It's a pie-in-the-face game. We're going to play it when the girls get down here. It's going to be fantastic.
So
I mean, really, really terrific.
How does it work?
It's like Russian roulette.
Okay, so Mac, will you explain it, please?
Oh, this is, Mike, good news. You've just made the best decision of your entire broadcast career. And you asked Mac to explain something.
Fun
Mac,
game.
Mac is going to hold on. Let me get some music. Mac's going to explain how the game works and take it away. Mac, we'll use the pony music for you. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a fun game of Russian roulette where instead of
bullets,
hold it right there.
I'm offended.
It's a fun game of Russian roulette.
I know.
It's a Russian roulette-like game, only it is not a bullet in the chamber.
You spin a dial, and it can be 1, 2, or 3, and whatever you get, you make that many clicks. And each click has a chance to put a hand that has like whipped cream or whatever you put on it, and it will slap you in the face.
Oh, man.
So you just click it however many times, and it's just each one is pure tension.
That would be a nice drinking game if you were in college. Mm-hmm.
You know, they did something like that on the Bad Jane Lynch Hollywood Game Night show where, like, they'd blow popcorn in their face.
God, I hate her.
Yeah. I know.
I wish I liked her, but I don't like her.
She's getting a sitcom, I think, where she plays an angel or something. So good news, more Jane Lynch in your life.
I like her on that Hollywood Game Night.
Jane Lynch is like, does the bad DJ bit. That's what she's done her whole career. It's pretty much. That's the way we do it. Yeah.
Well, you know what? She is great in the Christopher Guest films. Because he uses her exactly right. That's the Hollywood Game Night.
Before she did it every day.
Right, and
every
exactly. Time,
and she was great on Glee, though I never really got into
Sue Sylvester, that's right.
And Mac, have you played that?
I have not played it. I've seen videos of it, of dads and kids playing in the kids.
Oh, that's so sad.
Isn't he a sweet kid? Isn't he our little boy?
He doesn't have a family that would do something like that, so he's got to watch it on YouTube.
Do you know what? 150 years ago, Mac would be the boy in front of the bakery smelling the fresh bread. Not eating bread, but smelling. Have you played the game? No, but I've watched videos of it. I've watched YouTube people of having fun. I've seen people have fun.
Do you know what it's like to have a relationship, Mac? No, but I watch them online all the time.
Oh, that's so cruel. That is so nasty, Oscar. Damn. That is so cruel.
Have you ever been loved? No, but I've seen several movies that have people in love in them, and that's nice.
Okay.
I like that.
Oh, that's
stop
just mean. That is just horrible.
It's the holidays. Where's your holiday spirit?
I Netflixed Love Actually.
Okay, stop it. Behave. I want to talk about finals.
Mac, hold on just quickly, Mac.
Oh my God, do you yearn for love?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Given a choice, would you rather have love or the pie in the face game?
Ooh, that's tough.
There you go. Comedy tipping with Mac.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Hey, Rachel, do you have finals this week? Are you doing finals over at AU?
Yep, I have a final tomorrow and then I'm done.
Yeah, she's on the break.
She actually had to move some stuff around just to come in today. If we were going to do the bonus today, she couldn't have cleared her schedule, but she actually made the time to come in for one more episode this semester, and we thank her for that.
It's no problem.
Well, happy holidays, and Oscar, you are living that world right now.
Yeah.
Pretty tense, pretty charged with a lot of emotion, I suppose.
I know a guy that takes Ambien once in a while. This is how tense it's been.
Does he
need
more?
Right out with the drugs.
Yes,
right.
And I said, well, I know that once in a while I offer cash but never pay him for it. But I would think that if he's out there right now and listening, this would be the next refill, if you will.
How many would he like?
I think he needs about five because he needs to get through the week as he's so tense about his finals.
You know what, Mike? This is the time of year. This is the time of year that a jolly fat man likes to hand out presents.
That's right.
And sometimes he wears a red suit. Sometimes he wears an Iowa hoodie. I think the jolly fat man can help you out, Oscar.
Yes. Mike, I am so stressed out about my corporate finance final exam that I didn't get to bed last night because I was studying till about midnight when I got back from Big O and Duke's, just a good hour because I wanted to take at least an hour a day.
Sure.
And then today we have a study session at the University of Maryland from 5 to 10. And the final's next Friday, by the way. We're really gearing up.
Well, and it's just like, you know, most of the kids, I think, are taking them this week. And then they get the break after that.
Yes.
But you're going right. It seems to me that that MBA is kind of like intellectual boot camp to a certain extent. You know, where you have to really, it's just that whole work ethic deal where you nail it. But the kids in undergrad, they're going to wrap things up this week. But no, you MBAers, you get it. Did you say Friday of next week?
Friday of next week and Saturday of next week, I have finals.
You sure they couldn't? They couldn't wait till Christmas Eve and lay one on you now? They could pop one on there.
What would it be, Mike? It's 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. They want to give you time for an early dinner, and then
corporate finance. You walk in and they give you a Harvard case study for the final, and then you have to
hold on. What is it? They give you a what to study?
A Harvard case study, right?
Oh, a Harvard case study.
Yes,
okay.
And you sit down. You have 4 hours, technically three. Some people will need that lunch hour because it's so challenging for them. And you have to value a company, and you have to unlever and lever their betas if need be.
Okay, I'm already out. That's it. No. Rachel, give the microphone back to Rachel. Thank you very much. Rachel, what were your finals in? Because this takes me back to my undergrad days at American University. What did you have?
I had a gender and society final, a education.
Okay, hold on. I this ding will indicate easy. This one will be difficult.
Mike, actually, okay. I have the blue book from that final, that gender and society final, and this is what it reads. It goes, boy, girl, 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 boy, girl, boy, pass.
What's the name of the course again? Gender Equality in
Gender
Society?
Gender in Society. Gender in Society.
Gender in Society. Mm. That sounds like pull the tables around to the side of the
room.
That's
a circle.
Everybody get in a circle.
Oh, totally.
And let's have a discussion. Did you watch any movies in Gender in Society?
We watched basically, it's kind of like sexual videos. Like, there's a lot about
really.
Like,
you got to watch sexual videos.
Not like full on that. No,
Max
but, like,
all in.
Yeah, it was about being comfortable like with your sexuality.
Sure.
So.
Have you ever seen the program called Co-Ed Confidential?
Oh, come on.
So did the professor at any time call on the women in the class and go, so today's discussion will be whether that's appropriate in this particular corporate environment. How do you feel about it, sweetie?
Curious, who wants a B+ baby cakes?
All right, gender in society. No. That's okay. That's a gut. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's the next one?
Western legal tradition.
Oh. Ooh. Is that trade and traditions?
No, it's basically looking at like law through history and how it's affected.
Are you doing, are you setting yourself up for a little pre-law, Rachel?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No. It was a general education course.
Oh, isn't that
general
sweet.
Education. Give me that course name again, please.
Western legal tradition.
Heavy
reading.
Just
okay,
one,
so
yeah,
that's
heavy
two.
Reading, exactly.
And so we got two more to go, right?
Yeah.
You have to, okay, two more to go. So, remember my syllabus.
I had a communications class, which was writing for communications.
Writing for broadcast or writing for
It was all of it.
Copy.
It was like all, so like PR.
Print, press release.
Print.
Oh, yeah. I remember that class. Yeah.
Bet you dazzled that. I bet you
I loved it. It was great. It was really cool. Yep.
Because it's different, and that's that. I always loved that. I had mine was probably writing for broadcast, but the cool thing about that is one of the first things they teach you in that course is that you write and the rules don't apply because you want it to sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're putting there, when, all writing up until that point before I got to American University was focused on, writing proper
grammar,
English sentences and grammar and all that. Well, grammar's that's relevant to this to a certain extent, but you could write in, it's like why I wrote all my copy. Every bit of copy I have in this studio and for my entire career is all caps because it's easier to read.
Yeah.
That's the way I've done that forever. It's one of the first things I thought that was cool. Okay, what's the next one?
Environmental. I haven't had it yet. That's tomorrow, but I'm just going through my classes. Mm-hmm. But I have environmental class. And then I had an education class, so it's called Education in Society.
Oh.
Do you think you would ever be a teacher? Would you be a teacher?
No, honestly, no.
Good.
All right. So
what are you loving the most this semester?
My communications class was awesome. We had to write a speech about an issue. I chose binge drinking, and
you're on the right show for that, my dear.
Yeah.
How do you think she got the internship, Mike?
Exactly.
We signed off on all of it.
Well, the thing is, basically, listening to your course load and all the courses you're taking, that's a perfect time to do binge drinking because probably you could get away with doing that with those gut courses.
Well, she's easing her way into the semester, Mike.
Exactly.
What's the environment one? That sounds like it might be a little tough.
Environmental science. Yeah, that's tough. Environmental science.
Sounds
yes.
fun and crunchy, but it's probably just challenging.
It is. Yeah. Yes. It is.
Fun and crunchy.
Hippies.
Hey, I'm fun.
I'm crunchy.
I like my coursework like I like my candy bars. Fun and crunchy. Well, Rachel, good luck with all your finals,
thank you.
Oscar. Good luck with yours. Yes. When you started getting into that deep stuff, my brain
My mom
starts
said
to
she lit two candles already, both of them with a Virgen de Guadalupe on them.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's that means you're going to get straight A's. That's a good thing.
I currently have earned an A in the course, but this is this is the buzzsaw that gets everybody, apparently, the final.
Oh, really?
We'll find out.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Give me a drink.
Welcome back to the Mike.
This is Katie, and I would love it if you listen to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really. Please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Half of it. My half. Every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com. Part of the More Network.
Now?
Yeah, sorry about that, Chief.
You like this song, don't you?
It's a good song. It's a new one. I think you would like it too.
Okay.
It's called SOB.
It is?
Yeah, it's very catchy.
It's confusing me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll keep it nice.
Can I go now?
Yes, of course.
Okay, welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. Really, it was just strange. It got in my head. I want to tell you about Sleep Number because they've got something new, and I slept on it, and I sleep on it now, and I love it because they've done it again. Not only do they have the best beds in the world, now they have the coolest gift of the year or the warmest. They have created at Sleep Number a pillow that is a breakthrough for people who sleep too warm or too cool. I experienced this pillow. It is fantastic. It's called the Sleep Number Temperature Balancing Pillow, and now you can sleep at the perfect temperature with a pillow that adapts to you. This, I swear to God, this pillow to me is like something that was custom made for me. I absolutely love it. It absorbs excess heat and then releases it as you cool, so you sleep just right every single night. It features something called Outlast technology that keeps you comfortable and dry by proactively regulating your temperature for a better night's sleep. It's all in the pillow. It looks like a regular pillow, but it's brilliant. I just know that it's the best pillow I've ever had, and my sleep number is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and last night my sleep IQ score was fantastic, thanks to my new pillow. Come to a Sleep Number store and see all of their innovative gifts for better sleep, everybody. Right now, you can save 30% on the temperature balancing pillow. No better sleep at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to wave your hands in the air like you just don't care and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it at Sleep Number. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time.
News.
News.
There it is. News. News. News, everybody. Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas are officially divorced.
Oh.
And Melanie made out. She's getting $65,000 a month in spousal support, and she also has the edge in the money distribution game. This is how this works. For some reason, Melanie and Antonio signed a post-nuptial agreement in 2004, and it keeps all their assets separate until that date. But they split the money from all their work since then. Well, that's cool because Melanie's benefiting because she hasn't done much since
then. Stopped working.
She and you know what? Really he's got Shrek money.
He's
got Shrek.
Yeah, because he did the cat.
He's got the Puss in Boots spinoff. He's got The Legend of Zorro, Machete Kills, Expendables 3. Melanie also gets a Picasso painting called The Painter and His Model, while he gets pencil drawings from Picasso and Diego Rivera.
Wow.
There you go. Got screwed. Way to go, Antonio.
Painting's better than a pencil drawing.
Here, sketches.
Go back to store.
Help that skank was worth it.
Burt Reynolds has been all over the place hyping his new book, But Enough About Me. I watched this video. It's been going well for Burt, or at least it was until yesterday. Burt was asked about rumors in the 80s that he had HIV, and the topic turned to Charlie Sheen, and Burt said Charlie deserved to get it.
Not just that, but I saw the video too, and it's this kind of Burt. I don't know. I think he kind of deserved to get it.
He's got that same
dipstick in too many, you know. Anything's possible, Mike.
He's got that dry mouth. He looks like he's over-medicated still. He said, quote, "His father, Martin Sheen, is a very decent man, a dear friend of mine. I feel bad for him. But Charlie, I don't feel bad for him. He's getting what he deserves. If you're going to misbehave like that, they're going to get you." He added, quote, "He misbehaved badly, very badly. But, you know, when you're at that age, it's tough. All those things are coming at you, and it's difficult." He's an old man. He's rambling on about him.
Is he 80 yet?
You know, if you're doing it, I don't know, but they ask him the HIV question, and, you know, and he's trying to be cool and a tough guy.
One of Charlie Sheen's ex-girlfriends is now suing him and wants some sort of settlement, right?
Right.
And it's not because of the HIV. It's because she felt like they were living like they were married. So she's alleging that they were married not legally, but in the sense
common
of
law.
A common law marriage. And I'm sitting there listening to this interview, and I forgot what show I was listening to, but she goes, "Oh, but you know, it's one of those things that we both did certain things that were wrong, but he did more wrong things in the relationship." And then the guy's like, "Well, I love the blouse you're wearing. It's almost falling off." He goes, "Oh, like." Geez. And I sat there, I'm like, "This is who you are.
There you go.
You're clearly half naked in the studio, and this is what you're about."
Oh boy.
Were the initials HS that the show? That would
really? No, it definitely wasn't. But it was funny.
Donald Trump is getting all kinds of attention for his proposed ban on Muslims, but that's not the only dumb thing he said this week, and it may not even be the dumbest thing he's ever said. He also wants to stop ISIS from recruiting people online by calling Bill Gates and getting him to, like, shut down parts of the internet or something.
This is tough.
He said, quote,
this is the quote.
"We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening." The quote is, "And we have to talk to them, maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech. These are foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people." Yeah, we do. Uh-huh. Including one with orange hair.
Let's close the internet.
Yeah. Close the internet. Shut it down. Got that? Just one part of it, Oscar.
They try that in China, and people have found a way.
Yeah.
They do. They'll always find a way.
Even you were able to get line in China. Yeah.
If you're taking your kids on a big family trip anytime soon, don't take them to some place that's played out, like Disney World or New York City.
Yeah.
Take them where they really want to go. East Central Tennessee.
Oh,
this
yes.
is funny. TripAdvisor did a list of 10 vacation spots in the U.S. that are trending, and number one was Gatlinburg, Tennessee. My chiropractor's head nurse down there, she was in passing. I remember this. We had a guy, I said, "Where are we going?" "We're going to Gatlinburg." Apparently, a lot of people are going to the Smoky Mountains. That's
where Dollywood is, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's about 20 minutes in the Smoky Mountains from Gatlinburg. The rest of the top 10 goes to as follows. Orange Beach, Alabama.
That never sounds heard of that one. Dirty.
Sounds Gulf Coast to me.
I don't know that I want to go to Orange Beach.
Destin, Florida. That's okay. A big spot to have. South Lake Tahoe, California. We got listeners
beautiful,
out there.
Beautiful, yeah.
Jackson, Wyoming. Everybody, beautiful winter wonderland.
Gorgeous there.
Estes Park, Colorado. Probably another ski resort. Anchorage, Alaska. A lot of people do the cruises, Anchorage is there. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful
Portland,
city.
Oh, yeah. Portland, Maine, baby.
Woo!
Beautiful city.
That one makes sense.
And Kailua, Kona, Hawaii. There beautiful, we go. Those are the top ones. So enjoy your vacation. I'll be down here dealing with a scary sheriff. There's a 61-year-old guy in Aspen, Colorado named Michael Engfors who's been homeless over 6 years. He struggled with a drinking problem, lost his business, got divorced, and he's been homeless ever since. So he spends every night sleeping on the floor of a local church. This past weekend was the last one he'll spend there. On Friday, he bought a $10 scratch-off lottery ticket at a gas station and hit the lottery for $500,000.
Good for him. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Now someone who's homeless probably shouldn't be buying $10 lottery tickets, but it's not something he did every day. And hey, in this case, it worked out. He says he's planning to buy a house with it and some skis.
Oh,
okay. Skis.
Okay. Now I'm a little worried.
How about some medical
insurance? The skis I didn't see.
What? Skis.
Maybe some dental.
But the
might
first
be too
thing,
late. Too late.
But here he goes. The first thing he wants to do is reconnect with his daughter, who he hasn't seen in 20 years.
Yes. Wow. He should buy her some skis.
I predict that story will work out well.
Yeah. That'll be as good as the guy that announced the Kraft mac and cheese commercial.
Hey, I'm back.
Thank you. And now a little something. 23-year-old Jonathan Ray of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and his mother clearly have a pretty rocky relationship. A few weeks ago, she caught him camping out in her garage and called the cops to get him out of there. Well, a few days after that, he broke into her house, and he only stole one thing, a pot of her homemade stew.
Oh, this is a great story.
Oh, mother.
You're going to love this, Rob. It's a traditional Mexican stew called pozole. Pozole is made out of things like corn, meat, and chilies. And apparently Jonathan thought it was worth going to jail over.
Wow.
He was arrested on Sunday for felony burglary. And there's no word on what mom's beef was. Sorry. We're going to get hackier as we get closer.
I like how Mike looked at me at first. He's like, oh, he's not Mexican.
Yeah, it's Mexican. Do you know about it, Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know? I sometimes I don't saw think you're...
I saw it. I was like, oh, he's definitely profiling me. He stopped.
And he's Mexican, Oscar. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun. Rob's Audio Vault on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Listen to Americast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Nuts.com. It is the holiday season, so it's time to eat, drink, and be merry. And we're here to help you with the eating part. What a great time of year for Nuts.com. We love it. Yum, yum, yum. It's simple. It's convenient. You get nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and so much more. They're delivered straight to your door. Quality is job one for the great people at Nuts.com. Yep. They have tasty treats from all over the world. And right now, new customers can get the Nuts.com holiday tin free with their purchase. Free. That is a $20 value. $20 when you're talking about things like nuts and candy and delicious taste treats for everybody. That is an incredible value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Go to Nuts.com, click on the mic, and enter TMOS. But don't wait. This offer ends soon. The sampler includes mini yogurt pretzels, cinnamon toast caramel half-pop popcorn. Mm. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Sugar cookie bites and chocolate-covered cranberries. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet. Whatever kind you like. Whatever you want to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Remember, new customers get the Nuts.com holiday sampler tin free with their purchase. That, my friends, is a $20 value. All the details are at Nuts.com. Click on the mic and use the code TMOS for this limited deal. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie.
You know, you talked about Donald Trump in the news, and today is the kind of day when you sat down and you look at what you've got in front of you. There's 75,000 Donald Trump things, so I was forced to choose just one, and I like this one because you know what I love? I love awkward moments in broadcasting.
Yes.
This is Donald Trump, of course, doing a phoner, because that's what he does, on the show Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough, and it turns into an all-out yelling match. Keep in mind, this is a real television news program.
When you say you're afraid, I think you should be afraid. You should be afraid of the other side, not my side. Well, I want to get our hands around a very difficult situation.
All right, Donald.
Hold on, Donald.
You got to let us ask questions. You can't just talk. No, you got to let us actually ask questions. You're just talking.
Donald, you're not going to keep talking.
We will go to break. If you keep talking, we're going to ask you questions.
Go to break right now.
We'll be right back with more Morning Joe.
That's nice.
Way to go.
Finally.
Way to go. Somebody. Seriously. Morning Joe's not a standard. He's not like one politics or that.
No.
Republican, right? He's a Republican.
Exactly. Yeah. But he's not going to take that mess. Yeah.
Everybody's been so pussified by Donald Trump. It's ridiculous. You know? Now, come on, stop it.
We've actually this week started to play occasional Christmas records on this show, and I think everyone agrees this is probably the best Christmas song of the last, 20 years?
I love it.
The Mariah Carey song, right?
Right.
Love it.
Happy. It just makes you happy. Mm-hmm. But there is a musician. His name is Chase Holfelder, and he did something that I love. He takes a song that you know and transposes it into a minor key. Now, we've done this before, and it's funny because you can take a song that has great, optimistic, happy sounds, and it sounds quite different if you play it in minor. For example, here is the same song transposed.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I
makes it
need.
Scary.
It does. Well, this sounds like Christmas at Pony's House.
No, this is the Mac version. Watching people eat the turkey.
Does it sound weird when it goes gets to the hook?
Yeah, it sounds weird the whole way through. But you know what? As, I guess, a testament to the songwriting.
Something beautiful about it.
It's still a pretty song.
Eerie.
Yeah, but it's eerie.
All I want for Christmas
is you.
It's like a James Bond thing now. Yeah.
To steal a joke from, I believe it was Seth Meyers last night, This year, Santa's just going to leave the gifts on the lawn.
Hey, you know what? So Mrs. O'Meara and I have date night tonight.
Yeah.
First time in a long time, I wanted to go to a movie. We will not be seeing the movie that Daddy really wants to see.
May I guess?
Yeah, you know what it is.
Is it Krampus?
It's Krampus.
It's the only thing worth it that's out there. I so want to see it. She's like, you can go alone. I said, no, we'll do something else. I don't know.
We'll do something else.
Yeah, okay.
Put some wing sauce on it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I really want to see it. Yeah, evil Christmas horror. Yeah.
Seeing this reminded me of the fact that this, you know, everyone is bemoaning the fact that there won't be Darlene Love and the J. Thomas Christmas Story and Letterman this year. But I also said, oh my gosh, we're not going to see Dave Letterman for the first time in a million years review new toys, which is always one of my favorite segments of the year.
And throw the football at the meatball with J. Thomas.
All those traditions that are gone. But they, the toy industry reviewed and they've revealed what they feel is the worst toy this Christmas. It is a Bluetooth Barbie. It pairs with your computer and uses Siri-like technology so that Barbie can talk to you. But the problem is that because it's learning technology from kids' voices, they revealed that Mattel is they're recording these conversations with children. So it's like having a surveillance robot in your house.
Oh no. Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
not only that, when Barbie loses her connection, it's very funny. Here is Hello Barbie, the worst toy of Christmas 2015.
Hi. I just saw an orange and black butterfly. Did you know that butterflies can fly up to 12 miles an hour?
No, I sure didn't. Tell me more.
The orange and black one I saw is called a monarch butterfly.
Wait.
Oh, and did you know that butterflies live everywhere in the world except Antarctica? Uh-oh. I can't find a Wi-Fi network.
They're reaching out to get our children. Beware.
They are.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Now, your favorite Van Halen was Van Hagar, right?
Absolutely.
100%. What do you think of when you hear this song? Because something really, really clicks in for me, and I think 1993.
I've got something.
Yeah.
Clear Pepsi.
Exactly. Pepsi Clear. Do you remember the ad, Mike, for Pepsi Clear?
Yeah, I do. I drank vats of
Pepsi Clear.
It was horrible. It just seemed wrong because it tasted like Pepsi, but it was clear. This is perhaps good news for Oscar.
Caramel Kelly.
What it needs, Mike, is red number 10.
Yeah, caramel.
Coming up, they are going to release 13,000 six-packs of Crystal Pepsi. They're going to make 13,000
more. Is it Pepsi Clear or Crystal Pepsi?
It's Crystal Pepsi, right?
It's Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
The foreigner messed it up. I'm sorry.
But
Crystal Pepsi was our midday jock when I worked at the country station.
Was she hot?
Oh, no. Not at all. No, really. I mean, hips the size of Delaware, each one.
But to me, this has got the same problem as Inca Kola. Cola
hey.
Should no. It's
how dare
it should
you?
Be.
You don't. He doesn't God. Like Latin Americans. That's why he doesn't like Inca
Cola. Yeah, how dare
that's
you?
No, no, no. Like I like it. I like Latin Americans.
Inca Cola was Safeway product, right?
No, Inca Cola
no,
is a
Coca-Cola
big deal.
Coca-Cola product.
Is it made by
a
Coke? But when they took away my Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse in Leesburg, it's now a Dick's. But they used to have a great international, which means Spanish, food aisle, and just miles of Inca Cola. But it's the golden cola. Cola should be brown, right?
Yeah, but what do they sell at Chipotle? Oh, that's right, E. Cola. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pony. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Someone that loved Chipotle
and
for a good year.
You can bet your ass.
A lot of jokes.
Mike, you can bet your ass that's brown.
I feel betrayed.
Remember
Oscar,
when Mike used to go to write? Guys, gotta go to Chipotle. Gotta go.
That's right.
Gotta go.
That's
gotta
right.
go. Gotta go.
Gotta go get my burrito with my barbacoa, my burrito bowl, and my E. Cola.
You know, we had that huge line when they opened up the one in Leesburg. Lines are still there, but now it's for the men's room. All right. Let us close. Oh, you're going to love this, Oscar, because you're a tech guy.
Yes.
Seth Meyers had this last night. There is a new Apple-designed iPhone case for the 6 that is probably pretty revolutionary.
And finally, Apple has unveiled a new case for the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6S that costs $100 and can provide the phone with as much as 25 hours of additional battery life,
whoa,
which raises the total amount of battery life to 25 and a half hours.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show brought to you by Tipsy Elves. 'Tis the season for all things that only seem to make sense at holiday time. Things like eggnog, mistletoe, and of course,
Ugly Christmas Sweaters. What a great group of people at Tipsy Elves. We love them. Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater. And if you want supreme bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party, listen to this. All you need is tipsyelves.com. Trust me when I tell you that these Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. They're not for the faint of heart. I love my Bah Humbug sweater. I'll be wearing it Christmas Day. I will be wearing that. Tons of styles to choose from. And best of all, TMOS listeners get 20% off at tipsyelves.com on anything you order on the site. Just remember the code TMOS. It's a Christmas miracle, everybody. And it's not just sweaters. There's lots of other Christmas apparel and collegiate attire like adult onesies. They make great gifts. Go to tipsyelves.com today so that you have the best selection to choose from and you'll have it in time for the big Christmas party. Just remember, tipsyelves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get 20% off. Tipsyelves.com and TMOS. You won't believe your eyes. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is a service of Spill Zone 2.0. This new version of Spill Zone features 100 new levels, a new puzzle delivered to you every day, and the ability to purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stacks. You'll never get stuck again. Visit spill.zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Download Spill Zone today. And please be sure to update your review.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.